Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today. My name is Saida Brown, and I'm a life design coach and business strategist, and I work with women around the world who, just like you, are on the journey of personal and professional development, many of whom are actually on the journey of entrepreneurship as well. It is my honor and privilege to share my insight and wisdom and experiences and all the stuff that I've been through with you today. It is definitely a blessing. I am a firm believer that we don't go through the things that we go through for no reason. Everything that happens in life happens for our greatest good. I am a big believer in that. So nothing that we've experienced, nothing that we've been through has been in vain. Today, our lesson is about personal mastery. Personal mastery at its core is about truly knowing who you are, not just your name, your job title, your zip code. You know, we try to define ourselves sometimes about where we live. Well, I live in the Heights. Well, I live on the West Side. Well, I live on the South Side. Well, I live on the East Side. You know what? At the end of the day, none of that stuff matters. I was watching a television special last night on cable television that features Joan and Melissa Rivers, and the episode was about how Joan Rivers had this opportunity to be on the David Letterman show, and for many years, women comedians were not allowed to be on nighttime TV, and Joan Rivers was blacklisted from, you know, the Johnny Carsons and all those shows. So it was a really big deal that she was going on to Letterman. But through the course of the episode, it showed her travel, the car picking her up, her sitting in the car with her assistant. But prior to her heading out to be on the show, she and her daughter, Melissa, had gotten into a disagreement. And when she arrived at the show, there's a scene where she asked her assistant, "Has Melissa called?" And he said no. And after the show, "Has Melissa called?" And he said no. And towards the end of the episode, Joan Rivers begins crying. And I like Joan Rivers. You know, I think she's funny. You know, we all have different types of preferences as far as entertainment. But she asked one last time, "Has my daughter called?" And her daughter still hadn't called. And in the midst of her crying, she says, "That's the only thing that matters." All that mattered to her was that she heard her daughter's voice and she had an opportunity to speak with her. Now, I guess, you know, to make it nice for TV, Melissa ended up calling and it was a happy ending and they started crying. But family and knowing who you are, those are the things that matter. It's about the essence of who you are, about your soul, your spirit, your ego, never about your flesh or earthly or worldly things. Understanding your traits and tendencies will definitely allow you to navigate through the choppy waters of life with ease and tranquility. You know, I love using the references to water. Those are the things that are really most important. When we look at our life and look at understanding life and how we have to work our way through it, those are the things that really, really matter. Personal mastery is about knowing how to manage your strengths and weaknesses to be able to deal with our own evolution, personal growth, and professional development. Those who have known about and developed their own personal mastery system have a better ability to listen to themselves and maintain their harmonic balance. Personal mastery is really about the internal awareness of your desire for personal mastery, which enables you to better manage your energy level and minimize dependence on caffeine and outside stimuli. It's really about being connected to yourself. That's what personal mastery is really about. And to attain personal mastery, there's certain principles that could be the guide of a person that's on the quest or on the journey that really seek to be mature humans while we're on this side of Earth, while we're awake and while we're cognizant of our bodies right now. Personal mastery is something that does not happen overnight. I have been through, it's taken me 8 years to get to where I am right now. I started my journey abruptly, just kind of one of those, okay, now I have to change. On my birthday back in 2002, it is now 2011, so what is that, 9 years? I'm sorry, I thought it was eight. We're already in 2011. And at times I cried, at times I boo-hooed, at times I doubted myself. It does not happen overnight. So now people look at me and say, Sai, you have it together, you're growing. Yeah, but this is something that started a very long time ago. So what you're looking at is the manifestation of my conscious effort to master this, to really understand the journey, to understand that I cannot be selfish, I cannot be materialistic, and that it's about the about my own personal perpetual growth through trainings, through seminars, through coaching, through counseling, through tapes. I can tell you very honestly, and for those of you that know me already know this, in my car, I don't listen to the radio. I do not listen to the radio. In my car, there are all varying types of personal development CDs. There used to be tapes. But now I have CDs. And I just go to the library and borrow them. I'll check out a couple, listen to them in the car, and take them back. Borrow a couple of more, pop them in the car, and take them back because they are kind of expensive. Some CDs can be as much as $35 for a series. So, by the time, if I bought them all, I'd be into the thousands already. But some of the ones that I really like, I buy. But for the most part, I just go to the library and borrow them, and that's what I listen to in my car. Because one of the things, and this is really, there's just a few steps to understand this process, but the first step is really how I define my own success, how I define what I want to accomplish in life. And that was about me setting an attainable goal. If I said, I want my doctorate degree in a year, and I don't even have a high school diploma, I'm going to fail. I am setting myself up for failure, and I don't want that. When I started this whole journey, I had to realize, how does Saida define success? And it was very important for me to let go of a reactive mindset and a reactive attitude like resentment and complaint and blame and wishful thinking. It was about spending time and energy on things that can be controlled. And you know what? The only moment we have is the present. Now, the present that we had 5 seconds ago is gone. All we have is now. All we have is right now. We don't have yesterday. We don't have last week. And you know what? We don't even have tomorrow. All we have is right now. So on our journey of personal mastery, we have to define what we feel that is best for us, what success really is. And the next thing I had to do is deepen my level of understanding, about spirit, my level of understanding about Saida as a person, and my level of understanding about how other people work. So you have to understand this. Our life is about making choices. I tell my children all the time, the lives we lead are based upon the decisions that we make. They can't be held accountable for when they were 5 years old. But by golly, once they graduated high school, you can't blame it from this point on, because now you can make your own decisions. And once you start understanding that we are co-creators with God in our own life, then we start to understand we do have control. We do have control in determining how successful we are in our lives. A lot of times we want to put this projection on God and say, God is going to allow, God, I'm waiting on God. You know what? We have to be able to understand who we are and overcome the fear in our life, to understand that we are co-creators with God in our life. And to all of those who are follow particular religions, it's about our free will. It's totally about our free will. Once we have that deeper level of understanding, it's really about becoming courageous to walk in that place. Fear is debilitating. There's no way around it. Not a little, not kinda, it is. And I believe that being fearful is not a bad thing. Fear is simply our body's reaction to something that's unknown. You hear me? Fear is our body's reaction to something that is unknown. The hairs on your neck will stand up. You may sweat. That's just your body saying, wait a minute, hold up. We've never been down this street before. It's not, it doesn't mean stop. It's just saying, oh my goodness, your body is reacting to something you've never experienced before. I'll share this with you very quickly. And for those of you who are moms and have given birth, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. When I had my first son, I said, oh, my gosh, when I started to go into labor, I was terrified, and I froze with fear, not just because of the pain, but I was having hot sweats, cold sweats. My body was shaking. I was absolutely terrified, and what that did is it made it more difficult for me to give birth. But then the second time around, when I had my second son, it was so much easier, not because the pain was any less, but because the fear that had exacerbated my feelings during that first experience of childbirth were gone, because I knew what to expect. I knew what was going to happen. I had done it before. The experience of delivering of the baby the first time was way worse because my body had never gone through it before. So as you begin your journey of overcoming fear, your life is going to open up and you'll notice your ability to set a vision for your life. And when you're setting a vision, you have to understand you have to set your vision, not modify somebody else's. That's their vision. Personal mastery is really about understanding all of the things that go on in our life. It's about understanding who we are as a person, and it's really about overcoming fear. Once you get to those places, you can start to better set your vision. This is tricky because sometimes things are very cloudy, and we can't connect the dots. I use that terminology all the time. The other day, it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I came home and I took a nap and I slept for 3 hours, right in the middle of a work day, because I was just cloudy. The dots weren't connecting that day, and I knew I needed to rest. Once I awakened, I had a much clearer vision of what I wanted and how I was going to be able to achieve it. There is a direct connection between having clarity and overcoming fear and understanding the essence of who you are and excelling life. One of the things that I want to share with you is how important it is in your journey of personal mastery that you define what success is, that you deepen your understanding with who you are and who others are, that becoming courageous is simply understanding it's a road you haven't been down before, and now setting the vision so you can really excel on your journey. Thank you so much for listening. I have to give a quick thank you and big hello to Ellen. Hi, beautiful. Thank you for listening to this lesson. I haven't seen you for a while, so I'm glad we're connecting. And to all of the callers, thank you for listening in. Always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. I'll see you soon.